بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأشار إلى أكمة مرتفعة على ما حولها. Reading this hadith how Makkah Sharif got inhabited, and we reached yesterday to where Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, after a period of time, came back to Makkah Sharif, found Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, his son, sharpening his arrows under a tree, and then they met as father and son meet. And then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam informed him that Allah has commanded me what a command, and if he will help him. And that was the building of the Kaaba Sharif. And he pointed towards a elevated place, that is where the original foundations of the Kaaba Sharif were. And it is narrated that these foundations are right down from the seventh earth. And right above the Kaaba is Baytul Ma'mur, which is up in the seventh sky, and where the Malaika make tawaf all the time. فَعِنْدَ ذَلِكَ رَفَعَ الْقَوَاعِدْ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ. And at that they started building, and they raised the foundations which were there right in the ground, which were buried. Now they raised the foundations, and the foundations came up, and they started carrying on building the Kaaba Sharif. فَجَعَلَ إِسْمَعِيلُ يَأْتِ بِالْحِجَارَةِ وَإِبْرَاهِيمُ يَبْنِي. And Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam used to bring the stones, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam used to build. It is mentioned that at that time Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was 100 years old, and his son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was 30 years old, and they were busy building the Kaaba Sharif. Hatta idha irtafa'a al-bina, until the building now became high, and now to reach higher it wasn't simply possible. And they did not have scaffolding, they did not have a hoist or anything. So Allah Ta'ala sent down the Maqam Ibrahim. جَاءَ بِهَذَا الْحَجَرِ فَوَضَعُوا لَهُ فَقَامَ عَلَيْهِ. Then Allah Ta'ala sent down the Maqam Ibrahim, which worked, it is said, as a hoist, that Ibrahim Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam should give the rocks which he used to bring from the mountains, and the stone, the Maqam Ibrahim, which is kept safe, intact there, and everyone knows the Maqam Ibrahim. But the Maqam Ibrahim is not that beautiful gold cage with that wonderful shining glass and with the amount of ether that is put on it. But inside there, if we see, we will see that original rock on which the footprints of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's feet are. That is what is Maqam Ibrahim. So on that, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam used to stand, and it used to lift him up to the place where he had to carry on building. We cannot imagine what a building it might have been, what a solid building it is. Without any architect's plans, without engineer's plans or anything, but so solid that it has stood for how long. And in fact, it is mentioned that the Maqam Ibrahim, the government wanted to move it so that the people making tawaf do not have difficulty at that point. But no matter what they tried, they could not move it 1 millimeter. It wouldn't just shake from its place. It is so solid there, and it will remain there. So in this way, they had, and also the Hajar-e-Aswad was also brought from Jannat, and on its time, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam then put it on its place. وَهُوَ يَبْنِي وَإِسْمَعِيلُ يُنَاوِلُهُ. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was building, and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam used to give him the stones. يُنَاوِلُهُ الْحِجَارَ. And it is also mentioned once the Kaaba Sharif was built, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and taught them fully how Hajj should be made. All the arkan of Hajj, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had come, and he had taught them how to make Hajj. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had a son, Ishaq alayhi salam, the brother of Ismail alayhi salam. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's other wife, Sarah, they were at that time in Baytul Maqdis, which we call Baytul Muqaddas. And from there they had come, and they also made Hajj. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam stayed here for some time, and after that he returned to Sham, Syria, and he passed away there. And while they were building, وَهُمَا يَقُولَانَ, While they were building, they were saying, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. That is, with the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, and what a zikr, this dua, which Allah Ta'ala has also put into the Qur'an Sharif, and nobody's Qur'an Sharif can be complete today without this dua. And this dua, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us that the word taqabbal, O Allah, accept from us. It is that aspect of Arabic grammar that it is not worthy of acceptance, but you in your infinite mercy, you accept it. What we can just see the outward aspects of the building of the Kaaba Sharif. A man who is 100 years old, he is building the Kaaba Sharif. And with what sincerity and with what pure wealth they were building it, everything. And yet they are feeling that it is not worthy of acceptance. And also that a person gets Jannat by Allah Ta'ala and forever and ever. It is also not in return of any action of man. Man's action can never ever come up to the level where Allah Ta'ala wants it. But it is solely a favor of Allah Ta'ala. And in this dua, we are taught also that whatever actions we do, whatever we do, we must never trust on our action. And we have to do it. It is faraz for us to do, wajib, mustahab, whatever it is. But we must not feel that on account of our actions we got this, we will get that. It is solely and only by the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained this explicitly, then Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha also asked, not even you, O Nabi of Allah, that you will enter Jannat on account of your actions. And what the actions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what sincerity, what devotion, every moment. He said, not even me, but only that Allah Ta'ala enshrouds me in His mercy, that I will also enter Jannat. So we must continuously be crying and be depending on Allah for His mercy. We must never think that we are very pious, we have achieved this, we have done this. It is only and solely by the mercy of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. May Allah grant us these realities. Wa akhiru da'wana.